continuing with the government's stimulus package, how it will benefit the economy. Alex McKenna found out more.
Scott Morrison and his party hope the coronavirus stimulus package will prevent a dip in the economy. The $17.6 billion stimulus package is expected to help stimulate the economy and prevent unemployment rates from rising even further. Business and economy editor for The Conversation, Peter Martin, says the money is being distributed to different areas.
About two-thirds of it measures business because a key aim is to keep people in employment. And having said that, most of the measures investment allowance, asset write-offs, subsidies for apprentices' wages, they're not directly related to employment. And another third, a quarter to a third, are direct payments that'll go to, well, really anyone who's had any contact with Centrelink.
6 million Australians receiving benefits will receive $750. Mr. Martin says even people who may not believe themselves to be on welfare will receive the extra money.
So you could be a pensioner, pensioners well off, or you could receive no pension and be on a senior's health card. That goes right the way through to parents getting child allowance or child care subsidies. They don't normally think of themselves as being welfare recipients, but they are, and people on Newstart student allowance. It's really the complete gamut.
In October of 2008, the Labor Party announced they would provide payments to help prevent a retail recession, and the benefits were great. Mr. Martin says the Labor package was a big boost to the retail economy.
History suggests that it'll boost spending. When Labor handed out between $1,000 and $1,400 per household during the global financial crisis in 2008, retail spending shot up. The jump was so extreme that the Bureau of Statistics normally calculates a trend. It had to abandon it. In fact, the money had to be delivered or put into bank accounts suburb by suburb to ensure that the automatic teller machines had enough money in them because they couldn't put enough money into them at once.
Money given to Australians through Labor package took the form of tax cuts. This time around, Australians will be receiving direct cash deposits. The decision came because the Treasury found people were more likely to spend direct cash payments compared to money received through tax cuts. Delivering the money through cash payments will also mean Australians will receive the stimulus package quicker. Mr. Martin says people may be more likely to spend money this time around.
People tend not to be as keen to spend money that comes through the tax system. If it's a cheque, if it's a gift, if it's put into their bank account without them expecting it, they tend to spend it.
Because of the spread and fear of the coronavirus, there may be some issues boosting the economy in some ways. Mr. Martin says people may not spend their money like they would normally because of the virus.
The problem is that they're unlikely to spend on things which involve being near other people. And the government's got no real control over that. But, you know, it may be that the football matches, concerts, all sorts of things no longer happen. Sporting matches, it may even be that, you know, we have problem in elections where people go in polling booths. So a lot of standard things that we used to do may not be happening for a while.
Although the virus may cause some issues, the stimulus package should help prevent any damage to the economy. Mr. Martin says previous packages show people will spend the money.
I think people will spend the money. The evidence during the global financial crisis suggests they will. If they don't, the government can just come back and offer them more. So it's easy enough to get people to spend it.
Alex McKenna with that report.